Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she's had experiences her whole life, but nothing ever felt malicious until one night.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com if you want access to all of our advanced episodes, the archive. It's all ad-free for you. You can check it out on patreon.com/realghoststories or directly on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the premium channel there and get in on all of the extras. Even try it for 3 days free. Do check that out. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. We're recording this into the first week of November. All of the Halloween stuff taken down now, which is nice. But I did have a freaky experience. I have a lot of it. But I did have a freaky experience the other day when I was taking some stuff down. We have this clown that it's an animatronic thing. It talks and it's creepy as hell. That had fallen over in the front yard because it was windy the other day and it just tipped over. And it got unplugged, and I had been plugging it in to run it. I go over to pick it up. It's on the ground and it starts talking to me. Unplugged.
It was unplugged.
It was unplugged. And I'm like, Holy shit, this is freaky. After a few moments of like, well, is there like, it's like, you know, some residual juice in here? Cause I know sometimes that happens. I did examine it closer. There were batteries inside of it. I did not know the thing even ran on batteries, but it came stocked with some batteries and I had no idea. But for a while there, I thought it was possessed. But
that would have scared the crap out of me. And I don't even know that I would have investigated to see if there were batteries. I would have probably just run it right to the curb, put free on it.
Oh, it was creepy. It was certainly, it was like a moment of like, what the heck is going on here? But yes, nothing was going on there. It had batteries in it, but it was indeed very freaky for, you know.
And it had to have taken you a few minutes to realize there was batteries in it.
Well, none of the other ones are battery operated. I didn't even know this one had a piece for it. So,
and you never come with batteries. Nothing comes with batteries.
No, I just wasn't, not at all what I was expecting. But yeah. Batteries, in fact. So for a moment, I thought maybe we had a possessed Halloween toy, but those hopes were dashed.
But still, that would scare the crap out of me.
It did scare the crap out of me. all right, let's go to our first caller, 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear it. Come on, let's hear the ghost story. There we go.
My name is Janine. I am from upstate New York. I have an interesting story from probably about 6 years ago now. It starts off in my grandmother's home from when I was a child. She actually used to live a little bit down the road from us. And I remember there was always weird stuff going on over there. And even when after my grandmother and my great-grandmother had passed, my mom and my brothers and I moved into the same house. And there was always weird things going on. Everything from hearing things, seeing weird movements out of the corner of your eye, just the overall feeling of not being alone or being watched. It was like you would hear footsteps upstairs, but you knew that no one was home. You knew that you were alone. And then, I mean, that was just when I was a kid. But then later on in life, I moved back into the house, into what ended up being an in-law apartment. I was about 20, 21. I was pregnant with my son. It was like normal. I mean, we knew that there was something there, but you didn't really ever notice anything. I would be sitting there watching TV and my mom would text me and just say, "Hey, what are you doing up there? You're being really loud." And I would go downstairs and be like, "I'm not doing anything. I'm just watching TV," you know? And it was kind of like a little bit of a laugh. And be like, "Well, thank you for, you know, bringing my attention to something that I didn't know was there." You know, and it would be little things like that. It's like, if I wasn't home, like if I was working, my mom actually used to leave the TV on upstairs because she said it was always quieter with something playing. And then things started to get a little bit more intense shortly after my son was born. I remember one night I was going to bed and I was almost asleep. And it almost felt like something touched the side of my face, like kind of where my ear was and my hair. And it made me jump up. And I felt really like cold. I had goosebumps. I had never had anything like that happen. So I was like, you know, it's okay that you guys are here. It doesn't bother me. But, you know, please don't touch me. You know, it just seems like a bit of a step too far. You know, and for a little while, nothing happened, you know, that I was aware of, you know, or just honestly didn't really even notice anymore because it just happened so often. And then probably, I don't know, I'd say a few months later, I was in the shower and I felt like, I don't know, I felt almost like a presence, you know, but that wasn't abnormal, you know, so I just went about my business. And at the time I had one of those partially, you know, translucent shower curtains. And it almost looked like there was a figure. And I didn't really think too much of it. I was like, oh, you know, it's just the lighting. It's, you know, for whatever reason, just the way it's casting a shadow in there. It's what it looks like. It's fine. I kind of ignored it. Being kind of paranoid, I'm like, all right, you know, it's kind of creeped me out. I open the shower curtain. There's nothing there. So I'm like talking to myself, thinking, you know, God, I am like starting to lose my mind a little bit. You know, and I went back to doing what I was doing, and I just felt like someone was, like, touched my arm when I was washing my hair. It made me jump, and I had that same, you know, almost cold, goosebumpy feeling, like, you know, and again, I stated, it's really okay that you guys are here. Just, you know, please don't touch me, especially while I'm in the shower. And, you know, nothing happened for, you know, months and months after that. And then one night, my son was about two. I think he was turning three in a couple of months. And my husband now, my boyfriend then, had been spending the night more regularly. I don't really know what woke me up that night, but at this point, I gave my son the bedroom, and my boyfriend and I slept on a futon in the living room so that my son could have, like, you know, an actual bedroom. We were asleep and something woke me up. I don't know what it was. I mean, it wasn't really abnormal though, because I had cats and I had a dog, and obviously I had a 2-year-old. So being woken up in the middle of the night wasn't strange. But I woke up, nothing seemed out of the ordinary. I got up and went to the bathroom, got a drink, checked on my son. He was still asleep, and I went back to bed. Shortly after that, I hadn't quite fallen asleep yet, and I could hear, and it sounds weird, like it almost sounded like a weird limp coming down the kitchen. And the way the in-law apartment was set up, it was like my son's bedroom. And then off of my son's bedroom, there's like a galley kitchen, which then entered the dining room. And then the living room was off of the dining room. It was like one big room. It sounded like someone was limping coming down the kitchen. And the only thing I could think of is that my son had a special blanket and that he was like standing on it, sort of, you know, so he wasn't really walking well. And I called out to him and I didn't hear anything. So I got up and there was no one in the kitchen. So I went to his bedroom. He was still in bed sleeping. Honestly, that bothered me because I had never really heard the footsteps, you know, or the noises when so close. Like, it always was like, if you were downstairs, they were upstairs. Or if you were, you know, one part of the house, they were on the complete other side of the house. You know, it wasn't anything ever really that close. And then it almost seemed like within a minute of me being, you know, back in bed, starting to doze off, I heard it again coming down the kitchen. And I apologize, like, making me shake a little. I heard it come all the way down the kitchen, through the dining room, through the living room, and it stopped, like, inches from my head, like, my side of the futon by my head. This bothers me still because, I mean, I had, you know, had these experiences my whole life, and I had never felt like I was ever in danger, or that I had, like, malicious intent until this one moment. And I remember sitting there, and I was like, I felt like I was a kid again. You know, I had my head under the blanket. I was so afraid to look. I didn't want to know it was there. And it just, I felt like it knew that I knew that it was there and that it wanted me to know. And that was, I think the worst part is that it was trying to scare me. I think my husband or my boyfriend at the time was sleeping, and I was like, Dustin, you know, trying to wake him up. I was shaking him, and I mean, I was kicking him so hard in the leg. I was like, wake up, Dustin, wake up. And finally, like, he wouldn't wake up. And finally, I got the courage to, you know, take the blanket off and look, and there was nothing there. And I mean, I was up for hours after that just because I couldn't fall asleep. And I'm so afraid that if I had shut the TV off or the light, that it would come back. It was just such a terrible feeling. You know, honestly, even to this day, being in that house, or, you know, my house now that has weird things happen, I still haven't ever felt that feeling again. And I'd really, rather not. That is my ghost story. Thanks.
Thank you for sharing that. What's your thoughts?
I think that's a really, really creepy story. Like, it's one thing to hear something. I don't know why the limping thing makes it sound creepier to me. But, like, footsteps are bad enough, but it's very distinct, like, limping kind of sound. I don't know. That would creep me out. And then, like, she feels like it's right there next to her bed. That's where it stops.
Mm-hmm.
What is it with the boyfriends that never wake up?
I swear,
we've had so many stories with the girlfriends, like, and then I tried so hard to get my boyfriend to wake up, and he wouldn't wake up, or a husband. It's like,
is that
even more terrifying?
Is that something where whatever it is helping to keep that person sleeping, or is it just someone who doesn't wake up for shit?
I think it could be a combination of both.
A little bit of both.
I think there are some stories that are definitely the guy is such a heavy sleeper that he doesn't wake up, which I can't imagine sleeping that hard.
Sure.
Like, I can't. But then I think there's other times where it's weird. Like, they'll say, you know, I was kicking him and I was yelling and I was doing all these things to get him to wake up, and he wouldn't wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that almost feels like it's more to it than he's just sleeping heavily.
Sure.
It's just weird that you can't get someone to wake up.
Yeah.
Like, do you sleep like that? You're a guy.
No,
you sleep that hard?
I do not sleep that hard at all. I very much, I'm wide awake all the time. So there's a cockroach walking across the room, although there's not cockroaches in my room. I would wake up. I'm a light sleeper.
Because it's like, oh my God, it's a bug. I can hear it.
I can hear all sorts of things. And that's, I don't sleep through much. I'd have to be really, really out, I think, to truly not be there.
I think she had a good approach to, like, telling it to leave her alone, you know, like, especially like that. I think there'd be nothing creepier than thinking something is watching you while you shower.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a very vulnerable feeling. Because it's like, I'm totally naked.
And then
feeling something touch your arm.
I think that would be very panic-inducing, having that moment.
Oh, my God.
In the shower. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that story with us. If you want to share yours, you can do it. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com is where you can write in. Or call us at 855-853-4802. We'd love to hear your ghost story. You want access to all of our material ad-free in advance as well, and get the full archive, check us out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.